When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Friday, July 9th. We'll tell you about an updated timeline to get American troops out of Afghanistan and why President Biden is getting some pushback at home. Also, will you need a third COVID-19 shot soon? At least one vaccine maker says yes. Plus, Japan's new state of emergency that will affect this year's Olympics, how big companies teamed up to make cars less clean, and this year's spelling bee champion who's breaking barriers. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. American troops will be out of Afghanistan even sooner than planned. Instead of September 11th, President Biden bumped the withdrawal deadline up to August 31st. About 90% of U.S. troops and their equipment are out already. In fact, just a few days ago, American forces left Bagram Air Base, which has been the operations center of the war for the last 20 years. But some military and intelligence leaders have been raising concerns about security in Afghanistan once all U.S. troops leave, especially as the Taliban have been retaking more districts there. However, the president defended the withdrawal yesterday. He said the U.S. has already achieved its main goals in the country. One, to get the terrorists who planned the attack on 9/11, and two, to bring down the terrorist threat to a point that the American people were in danger. Biden says now it's up to the Afghan people alone to decide their future. Some Republicans are criticizing Biden for that, saying a small number of American combat troops should stay behind, as not to risk losing all the progress they've made over the last two decades. For now, though, the plan is, by the end of next month, to only have one military unit in the country. It will be assigned to secure the American embassy in Kabul. Dozens of people are now accused of assassinating Haiti's president, including two American citizens. The Americans were detained, along with 15 other suspects from Colombia. Haitian police say 8 more suspects are still on the run. Police killed 2 others. Still, officials haven't said what might have motivated the men to kill President Jovenel Moise, but there are fears this killing could cause more turmoil for Haiti. It's already facing widespread gang violence, hunger, and poverty, along with strong political divisions. And now there's some confusion about who is ruling the country. The issue is, Moise appointed a new prime minister just 2 days before his death, and he hadn't been sworn in yet. So now, both the old and new prime ministers are saying they're in charge. The U.S. State Department says it's in touch with both leaders, and it's urging all Haitian officials to work together to keep peace. The U.S. Capitol is going to start looking a little more friendly today for the first time in 6 months. Crews will start taking down the security fencing that went up just after the January 6th Capitol riot. This week, the House Sergeant at Arms told members of Congress security conditions have improved in the months since. However, Capitol Police will be monitoring threats, and the fencing could go back up if needed. And still, the Capitol is closed to most members of the public. What's long been known as the People's House has now been closed to visitors for the longest stretch in U.S. history. First, it was because of COVID-19 restrictions, then for security reasons. And it's not clear when tours will start back up again. A celebrity lawyer who became famous by publicly challenging former President Trump is now headed to prison. Michael Avenatti was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort Nike. He was trying to get the sports apparel giant to pay him $20 million to conduct an internal investigation. He threatened that if Nike didn't agree, he would expose alleged corruption within its elite basketball program. Nike never paid Avenatti, though. Instead, the company hired lawyers who recorded some of his threats and turned them over to the FBI. Before handing down the sentence, the judge said, quote, Avenatti had become drunk on the power of his platform. Avenatti is most known for representing porn actress Stormy Daniels when she sued former President Trump over an alleged hush money deal. That deal was supposedly meant to keep her quiet about an affair the former president has denied ever having. Well, Stormy Daniels ended up firing Avenatti, too. In fact, he's facing separate charges in New York for stealing money from Daniels that was supposed to be for a book deal. And there are more charges against him in California for defrauding other clients. Vaccine maker Pfizer says it seems its COVID-19 shots might start losing their effectiveness after a while, especially now that the Delta variant is spreading so quickly. So it's getting more serious about adding a third shot to its COVID-19 vaccine regimen. Next month, it's going to ask the FDA to authorize a booster shot. This is all based on a small set of data out of Israel. Researchers there found after 6 months, some vaccinated people were infected with the Delta variant. So far, though, the FDA and CDC are not convinced. They put out a statement yesterday saying Americans who have been fully vaccinated already don't need to worry about a booster shot yet, that it seems all the vaccines on the market have been doing a good job fighting that Delta variant, as well as others, and that even when there have been breakthrough cases, they've been mostly mild. More news is just ahead, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with a word about today's sponsor, Policy Genius.
As Policy Genius points out, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they can get through their employer in order to properly provide for their families. But how do you know when you're getting the best deal? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers. Remember, you pay for your life insurance policy in the form of monthly or yearly premiums. And because costs can vary from insurer to insurer, it's important to compare your options. In fact, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. If you have not heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies. Also, Policy Genius never sells your info to other companies, and it doesn't add on extra fees. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com.
With just 2 weeks to go until the Olympics, Japan's government is putting Tokyo under a new state of emergency that goes into effect Monday. The goal is to reduce COVID-19 infections, since the number of new cases has been rising in Tokyo recently. People will be asked to stay home as much as possible, and restaurants will close early. This also means no fans will be allowed at the Olympics, not even Japanese ones. That reverses a decision made just last month to allow some local spectators into stadiums and arenas. The change means Olympic organizers will lose out on up to $800 million from ticket sales. Critics have long been worried the Olympics could be a coronavirus super spreader event. But Tokyo's governor and the prime minister have both promised the Olympics will go on as safely as possible. Fewer Americans are dying from some of the most common types of cancer. The American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, CDC, and more released a new report this week. It looked at data from 2014 to 2018 and found the biggest drops in lung cancer and melanoma deaths. Researchers credit lower smoking rates as well as better targeted treatments. There were also smaller drops in deaths from ovarian cancers, stomach cancers, and more. Even better news, the decline was consistent for both men and women and for all racial and ethnic groups. But there were parts of the report that were concerning, too. Death rates actually rose for brain cancers, pancreatic cancers, and a couple more. And even though more people are surviving, there are also more Americans getting breast and kidney cancers. Researchers say that could be linked to a rise in obesity, poor diet, and total sitting time. So they say it's up to doctors to talk to patients more about improvements they can make to avoid health issues in the future. Drought conditions are now so bad in California, the governor is asking people to cut back on water use. Governor Newsom's emergency proclamation now covers 50 out of the state's 58 counties. He says if everyone in those counties can cut back by 15%, that would be enough water to supply more than 1.7 million households for a year. The conservation order isn't mandatory, but the state suggests people do things like take shorter showers, only run washing machines and dishwashers when they're totally full, use recycled water for outside projects, and fix any water leaks. If the drought gets worse, the State Water Resources Control Board could end up mandating restrictions, but that hasn't happened just yet. Major car companies are accused of conspiring with each other to stop innovation that could have curbed pollution and made cars cleaner. The European Union fined Volkswagen and BMW about $1 billion over it. Mercedes-Benz owner Daimler was involved too, but it told regulators about the scheme, so it avoided a fine. As the EU explains it, the three German automakers knew they had technology that could reduce toxic emissions in diesel-powered cars, but VW, BMW, and Daimler all agreed they wouldn't compete to develop up the best emission systems. Instead, they decided to only meet the minimum requirements of the EU. Investigators say this so-called emissions cartel violated antitrust laws, meaning they stifled competition. So VW and BMW both agreed to settle the case, admitting their role in the scheme. However, Volkswagen says it's considering legal action, since it says technical cooperation between companies shouldn't count as an antitrust violation. And it says customers were not harmed or misled in any way. Stay tuned. A 14-year-old girl from Louisiana made history on a national stage. Ziella Avant-Garde became the first Black American student to ever win the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She won by correctly spelling the word Mariah, which is a type of tropical tree. That's Mariah, M-U-R-R-A-Y-A, Mariah. This year's competition was a little different than years past because of the pandemic. Only the top 11 spellers competed in person, and the first three rounds were held virtually. The eighth grader will take home more than $50,000 in cash and prizes. By the way, this isn't even her first big achievement. She also holds three Guinness World Records, all for her basketball dribbling skills. After her win, Avant-Garde said in the next few years, she'd like to see more African-American and Hispanic contestants at the Bee. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, KiwiCo. Here's Erica again with more.
I'm thrilled to tell you about our sponsor, KiwiCo. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids of all ages to make learning fun. And they're specifically designed to expose children to concepts in STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Each box is delivered monthly and comes with all the supplies needed for that month's projects. I've already gotten our first KiwiCo crate for our newborn Dax, and I love it. Yes, even for a newborn, there are things we can do to help his little brain grow and develop during his playtime. So it's great that I don't need to do all the research myself or run to the store for all these extra supplies. I get everything we need with easy-to-follow instructions in the KiwiCo crate. But it's not just for newborns. In fact, older kids love getting mail just for them, so it's a great way to get them excited to learn and provide some screen-free entertainment. And the crates are always made with high-quality materials so you can feel good about giving them to your kids. Plus, right now, the Newsworthy listeners can get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com/newsworthy.
Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. Today, we're talking about two men who noticed something was wrong and took action to save a family from a burning home. One was a FedEx driver. During his usual route, Rashad Conwell noticed a neighbor's garage was on fire. And since he's been on that same route for years now, he knew the family was usually home during the day. So he ran to the door and let a woman inside know there was a fire. Randy Mohammed was also working nearby and also banged on the door to alert the family. The woman told local news stations until they came by, she had no idea she was in danger. But because of them, the woman, her husband, her grandson, and their dog ran out the door, and no one was seriously hurt. Only minutes later, the entire home was engulfed in flames. The fire caused about $700,000 in damage, but the family says they're just thankful to be okay, thanks to two total strangers who decided to do the right thing. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode, all about Shark Week. Then we'll have your next news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.